This harbor, kind of the waterfront of Petersburg, is all kind of grown up around the North Harbor Basin. And there will be a little of the design change if you were to look from above and see the float layout. We're going to remove the transient float that runs parallel to the beach totally to make better use of the basin. We're not going to have near as much float side or kind of non-stalled areas, just because it doesn't really produce a lot of income, and we need to, in order to get the same amount of stalls that we currently have, we need to widen most of them and make them a little bit more attractive to the boat of today. And so by doing that, we've eaten up a lot of that float side area. And but realistically, there's not a huge change. It's going to still kind of use the basin the way it does, a little bit better use, move slightly, a little bit towards Icicle Seafoods to the north there. 142 stalls is what we're going to get, and that's kind of what we're taking out. In that number, there's a little change in what size of stalls. That's probably the most noticeable change.
There's some more for larger boats, some more stalls for larger boats.
Historically, here in Petersburg, we have had a waiting list for, gosh, decades now, for larger, the 50-foot and up class. And so responsibly, we've decided that that's the area we need to focus on. So we've increased by about a dozen stalls, the larger, taking from the 32-foot and the 40-foot range and focusing more on the 50 and 60-foot range to hopefully accommodate our fleet. We have quite a waiting list, and we right now have hometown guys that are hot berthing in less desirable spots. So,
speaking of which, when's the latest people are going to be able to keep their boats in North Harbor before they're going to have to move someplace or find another stall, at least temporarily?
Well, it's been amazing how we have been pushed by our design team, PND design team, to stay on schedule, and we as the Harbor Board and staff and City Council have done a really amazing job of staying on schedule. So the schedule, the way it is outlined, is August 1st. We will have all the boats out of the harbor, the North Harbor, and in other in other places along the waterfront, every nook and cranny, I think. The construction crew will come in and start the demo of the float system. And then in September, early first part of September, the Corps will come in with their construction crew and start the dredging. And then by October, we will start the new construction. It'll start on the waterfront, right at the shoreline, and move out kind of on the heels of the dredge team.
And your funding level at this point, you have the $9 million you need to do the full project, the full floats and fingers. There's no question of being able to finish the moorage there. It takes care of everything.
We certainly hope so. That all will remain to be seen until the construction bids come in and we name the contractor and we settle on a price for doing the job. But we are confident. We've built in a little bit of a buffer there, thinking that you never know. It's amazing, the price tag of steel and copper has kind of been all over the board here the last few years, and who knows. But we're pretty confident.
What's the deadline for construction to be substantially complete?
Oh, you know my background, Matt. We are going to have a huge party during the Little Norway Festival of 2014. Got it scheduled for ribbon cutting middle of May of 2014.